For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's a Wednesday, and as we always do, we visit with Brian Walton of thecardinalnation.com, and we'll get to that in just a moment. Also, with the news of Nolan Arenado, there's all kinds of coverage on the website, scoopswithdannymac.com. Included in there is the great articles of Bernie Miklas, so make sure you check that out. The doctors of Blue Tail Medical Group, some of the nation's top experts in the fields of sports medicine, stem cell regenerative therapy. So if you're thinking about getting surgery, shoulder surgery, knee surgery, whatever the case may be, before you do that, make sure you call Drs. Bays, Crane, and Wolf. They are experts in stem cell regenerative technology. Doctors from all over the country travel to Chesterfield Valley to learn how they're doing it. So whether you're a high school athlete, a vet, or your joints have been worn by age, arthritis, or old injuries, your body still has the ability to heal itself before you think about surgery. To schedule an appointment, 636-778-2900, 636-778-2900. Visit them at BlueTailMedicalGroup.com. It is a Wednesday, and it's a chance to visit with Brian Walton of TheCardinalNation.com. And this has been talked about for really, and just rumored for probably the last, I don't know, year and a half. Could it actually happen? Nolan Arenado winding up in St. Louis. It has happened. He is now in the fold for years to come for the St. Louis Cardinals. And let's get into it with Brian Walton of TheCardinalNation.com. Brian, good morning to you. It's hard to believe Nolan Arenado is officially a St. Louis Cardinal. What's your reaction?
I'm still stunned, Dan. I mean, you know, when this came back into the news, it was sort of like, oh, here we go again. We're going to go through these crazy rumors, and the contract is just impossible to trade, and the Cardinals got a down payroll, and they got payroll neutral trades, and here's a million reasons why it couldn't happen, which were all valid. But yet, somehow, John Mozeliak, certainly with the backing of Bill DeWitt Jr. and his money, found a way to get it done, and I'm still stunned.
I'm just stunned. The 50 to 51 million coming back to offset some of the salary, the fact that you don't have a top 10 prospect in there for the most part. It's Austin Gomber who spins curveballs. That's a facet that surprises me. I mean, if you're going to pick somebody else or somebody else from that roster, I'm not taking a guy that spins curveballs. That's his best pitch. That hasn't been talked about. I don't understand it. I'm happy as a guy that covers the Cardinals. I think the fan base clearly is thrilled here in town. But try to break this down for me, Brian. I mean, what as you evaluate this, you know, why do you think it took place? Because to me, they could have held on to him. You know he was going to opt out. That was made pretty clear. They knew that was going to happen, but they didn't. Why do you think this happened?
That's a good question, Dan. I don't know. I also thought that they would wait and hold on to him and you know, go for a package at the deadline. But, you know, I mean, and you mentioned Austin Gomber, obviously a guy who's, you know, done well in the major leagues, but his whole history in the minors was that he was home run prone, that, you know, if he didn't locate well, got the ball up, he got hammered. And so, you know, I think that was a risky pick for them, you know, in Coors Field. Yoenis Montero, third baseman, power bat, you know, I don't think he's going to be another Randy or Rosarena, but, you know, he's got some power. But let's face it, even though he was a top 10 player in the system, Montero was the second best third baseman, and, you know, it wasn't like he was going to overtake Nolan Gorman. So, you know, he's a good player, but not a guy that's going to hurt the Cardinals' long-term future. And then the other guys are just, you know, they're so far away from the majors, or the last guy's not even really a prospect, that it's just amazing that they not only got Arenado, they got the money with it that gets them through 2021 without having to, you know, break their plan to have a down payroll and not give up major players on top of it. It's just amazing. In fact, Dan, I want to share an announcement with you. You know, this is a place for scoops, right?
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir.
I've decided that I'm going to end my writing career. I'm going to end my podcasting career. I'm sorry, Dan, but this will be my last podcast because I'm going to go and copyright the name Goldenrado, and I am going to sell merchandise and retire a wealthy man. It's done. I'm going to do it.
Yeah, I would think so, because you're going to make a lot of money. I think so. It's over. So I appreciate you doing your final podcast here.
And by the way, the point I'm trying to make there, and obviously the serious point behind that is, Paul Goldschmidt is going to be a better player with Nolan Arenado in the lineup next to him. There's no doubt about it. We saw other teams pitch very – you saw it every night. You know, pitch very carefully around Goldschmidt because there wasn't anybody like him in the rest of the lineup. If you got around Paul Goldschmidt, you probably were going to get through the Cardinals' offense okay. That's going to change. And, you know, it's – you know, they don't necessarily need his defense at first base with Arenado playing, but still – you know, I think those two on the corners of the infield are going to be a delight, and I think they're going to make each other better and the Cardinals better on top of it.
Absolutely. I want to get into a couple of the prospects that they gave up. You mentioned Montero. We talked about Gomber. What about Losi, Gill, and Sommers, those three? One or two right-handed pitchers, and the other one, Gill, a shortstop. What are they giving up there?
Sommers, a 10th rounder. They drafted and put him in Johnson City, which is a low-level league for a college player. And he did fine, 4 ERA. Not really a prospect. You know, he's kind of the throw-in guy. Benji Gill was a major league shortstop for a long time, mostly with the Texas Rangers. And, you know, so Mateo Gill comes from a baseball family. He was a guy the Cardinals got in the third round back in 2018. And he also played in Johnson City, but he was only like 18 at the time. So last year he's 19, now he's 20. So he was a guy that we would have expected to see probably at Class A Palm Beach to start the year. And, you know, he has some definite potential. He's not as good defensively as Delvin Perez, but he has a better bat. So, you know, he's a guy that, you know, in a few years could reach the major leagues and be a contributor. The other player in the trade, Tony Losi, was another third rounder. I guess the Rockies decided they like the Cardinals' third rounders. And he's a big, strong guy, fastball slider guy. But again, he only played a partial season, came from the University of Georgia. He only played a partial season, but he struck out 28 in 15 innings. And so he's a guy that his third pitch is a little bit questionable, but if they decide to make him a reliever, he could get fast-tracked to the majors. And I think, you know, when all said and done, Tony Losi might be the best player over the long haul in this entire trade. We'll see.
I'm really, really fascinated because I think we all agree that we think that the DH eventually, whether it's this year or next year or whatever the case may be, the DH is coming. So there is a pathway to the big leagues for Nolan Gorman, but now he's blocked by Arenado. He's blocked over on the other side by Goldschmidt. Where else do you think that Nolan could play, and do you think they start asking him to switch a position going into spring training?
Yeah, I think, Dan, I still think we'll see the DH this year. I think, you know, as we've talked about probably ad nauseum in these talks, you know, the DH was rolled up in so many other decisions that it didn't get done. But if they decide to break things out, you know, that's one that everybody wants to do. And, you know, they should, for the better, you know, betterment of the players and for the game, figure it out for this year. But, you know, Matt Carpenter will be that primary guy, at least against right-handed hitters. But, you know, to answer your question, longer term on Gorman, you know, the first thing I thought of was, gee, can he play second base if Matt Carpenter, and he's not as tall as Matt Carpenter, could he play second base? Because that's obviously, you know, a potential place for him. The most obvious solution, if you're going to play him in the field, is probably in a corner outfield, maybe left field. But, you know, we don't know yet what the Cardinals are going to do, but I think it's just wonderful that they held on to him. Because if I'd been Jeff Bridich and the Colorado Rockies, I would have dug in my heels and said, we ain't making a trade unless I get Nolan Gorman. Now, you know, obviously the amount of money that goes back and forth, you know, has an impact on the quality of prospects. But I'm just amazed that the Cardinals didn't have to give up any of their, what I would call their big six, which is Gorman, Libertor, Herrera, Carlson, Thompson, Jordan Walker. I think it was a wonderful trade.
Yeah, absolutely. They're getting just rave reviews across the board. Now the question is, will we have spring training starting on time? And the Players Association a couple of nights ago said, thanks but no thanks, we're rejecting the 154, even though you're going to give us 162 pay. We're reporting on time, which is about 2 weeks from now. What do you think? How do you think the chips fall with this?
Well, I've done some reading. There's some folks on social media who have experience in labor law, and there were questions about whether the players didn't have to do anything, because the CBA and the agreements that were made, the CBA plus the agreements that were made last year, you know, pretty much defined exactly what was going to happen. But the owners wanted a variance, and they did have the strength of the request from the state of Arizona to start a month late as well. And let's face it, you know, the owners were the ones to have the most to gain by a delayed start, the better chance that they could, you know, fill up the ballparks. And then, of course, the issue of expanded playoffs was really the big rub, because the initial proposal from the owners was to basically give the players the same amount of money that they got, the same share of the pie from extended playoffs that they got last year, even though the chances are, of course, much better when we get around October, that there will be, you know, some number of fans in the ballpark. So there's a financial aspect, but, you know, the big cloud that's kind of, you know, overarching everything that's involved in discussions between players and owners is the next CBA, right? That cooperative bargaining agreement that governs the you know, the way that players are compensated and move and all that. That agreement expires in December, and the next 5 years are going to be defined on how this next agreement gets put in place. And so, unfortunately, the non-playing, you know, on the field part of baseball is going to be predominant in the headlines, I think, throughout the entire year of 2021.
Yeah, I really do. It looks like, Brian, we're going to get spring training on time, whether we agree with it, wherever you stand with it. But, you know, the numbers are up. COVID numbers are up in Arizona. Obviously, Florida, the state itself, is opened up. But it does look like we're going to have spring training start on time.
Right. And there'll be some, unfortunately for the fans, you know, I think the access to the backfields to watch players work out, you know, because one of the joys of spring training is that it's less structured, right? You can actually get close to the players and the coaches and kind of feel like you're almost a part of the action. I think all that is not going to happen this year. And of course, there'll be social distancing and the seating arrangements. So instead of, you know, 7,000 in Roger Dean, it'll probably be more like 2,000 or something like that. But there will be baseball. Hopefully we'll be able to see your face and hear your voice on the telecast when those get announced.
Yeah, God willing, we are hoping that. What's happening right now at thecardinalnation.com?
Well, the biggest thing that's going on right now is that I'm up to my eyeballs working on the Cardinal Nation Prospect Guide for 2021. I opened up pre-sales yesterday, and if everything goes well, then that'll depend on the printer as well, that we'll be shipping it by the end of the month, 200 pages on the best prospects in the system, and just tons and tons of details you can't get anywhere else. For example, if you want to know who has the better throwing arm, Dylan Carlson or Nolan Gorman, or who has a better curveball between Libertor and Thompson, you can find that out in a snap. Just tons and tons of detail that you can't get anywhere else in one place on all the top minor leaguers in the Cardinals system. And that's now on sale for pre-orders, Cardinal Nation Prospect Guide.
Yeah, that's a great resource for those that watch the games, especially in spring training, but those that cover the minor leagues or watch minor league baseball throughout the season. As always, Brian, great stuff. And I tell everyone, head to thecardinalnation.com. We'll catch you up next Wednesday if you're still up, you know, doing podcasts and writing, if you haven't made it rich.
Yeah, it may take me a while for the money to really start to flow in. So I guess we can go on for another week. And oh, by the way, you know, we could have something to talk about, because Mo said yesterday in the media presser, I'm sure you heard him, I mean, he threw out the bone that we're not done yet. And so he wouldn't have just said that about Yadier Molina. And Mo is a very cautious guy. So for him to say that, you know, he's sort of now created an expectation. He may have another rabbit or two in the hat.
Look forward to that. That's Brian Walton of thecardinalnation.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call. Click Grainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.